Jazz pianist Mel Waldron has died. Waldron was perhaps best known beyond the jazz world as Billie Holiday's last accompanist, playing with the singer for the final 2.5 years of her life. But Waldron was also a composer. He wrote the ballad Soul Eyes for John Coltrane. Pianist Malcolm Earl Waldron was born in New York in 1925. He wanted to be a classical musician and got a degree in composition from Queens College. He went from that to playing in rhythm and blues bands. By the mid-1950s, he was leading his own group and was also leading the house band at the prestigious Prestige Records label. In 1957, Waldron became Billie Holiday's pianist. He told musician and record producer Teddy Charles that Holiday helped shape his music.
She helped my phrasing so much because she made me so aware of words. And she always encouraged me so much in my music. She always sat out there and listened. It might look as if she was talking or something else, but she was so aware that when I'd come down, she'd tell me just what had happened during that trio set and what she felt I should have added or what came over very strong for her, you know, that kind of encouragement.
Love a man. Love a man. Where can you be?
Mel Waldron suffered a nervous breakdown in 1963. He taught himself to play music again, in part through listening to his own old records. He'd made his career primarily as a sideman. He said the secret to being a good accompanist was simple. 2 years ago, on the program Jazz at Lincoln Center, he said, play as though you're talking to a close friend.
It's a conversation. If you're both aware of everything that Duke Ellington did, and you're both aware of everything Monk did, and you're both aware of everything that everybody else did, then you can communicate more easily. Music is really a language, you know.
Pianist Mel Waldron played his final concert just last week. He died yesterday of complications from cancer in Brussels, Belgium, where he'd lived for most of the last decade.